Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes is one of the most famous dafim in Shas. There are a lot of very well-known passages in Gemara on today's daf. First, we're going to talk about being Malbim Pnei Chaveru Barabim and the evils of embarrassing somebody else publicly. Then the Gemara is going to give some marriage advice on how to interact with one's wife. The Gemara is going to give the reasons that it's important to have food in the house and how that helps with Shalom Bayis when there's less stress in the house, when people have what to eat. That's a good thing. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to dedicate almost entirely to the story of the Tanur Shalach Noi, the famous Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, where the ultimate conclusion was Lo Bashamayim Hi. So that's all on today's daf. Let us begin where we left off, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman. We had just gotten through saying in 3 ways in which Ona'as Devarim is worse than Ona'as Mamon. Since Ona'as Devarim involves saying nasty things to people, saying mean things to people, and often embarrassing them, it's a natural fit that we go right into the sugya of embarrassing somebody publicly. So says Gemara, Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kolam Malbim B'nei Chaver Barabim Kilu Shofech Damim. If someone humiliates somebody else publicly, it's as if he is shofech damim. It's as if he is spilling blood, as if he is killing him. Armalei Shapir Kamrit says, you know, it's true. It is in somewhat of a literal sense, as if he is spilling blood. Because we see that the biological reaction, the way that that the body reacts to being embarrassed, is that the blood drains from his face and it becomes whitened. So you do see that it's as if he's shofech damim. Tosus points out, well, normally you see a person turn red. You don't see a person turn white. It's only after he turns red that he turns white. Tosus says, the fact that he turns red first is because the blood is gathering to run away. The blood is gathering to then drain from his face. So in a certain sense, it actually is like shofech damim. There is discussion in the Achronim whether such a din applies by Bnei Noach as well, an Isra being Malbin Panav. So the Shvus Yaakov writes in the Tshuva that there's no Isra Malbin Pnei Chaveru by Bnei Noach, and even though it says that it's Kilu Shofech Damim, and Ritzicha certainly applies to Bnei Noach, so this is one of the ways that this is not to be taken literally, that it's not Kiritzicha Mamish, meaning, for example, would you be, Rav Shlomo Zalman discussed in the Tshuva, would you be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Matzil someone from Halbanas Panim? We never find anything like that. That you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone from dying, to save a life, but you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone from Albanas Panim. So in the style of the Gemara, in certain sense, it's equated to Ritzicha, but it's not mamish halachically the equivalent of Ritzicha. It's, you know, whenever we say kiss, something is like, it either means it is similar to, or it is equivalent to. So here it is similar to, but not the equivalent of. Amr le Abai le Rav Dimi b'marav b'may zihiri. So what are they very careful about in Eretz Yisrael? Amr le ba'achveri api. They're very careful about embarrassing people. Da'amr Rabbi Chanina, kol yodim l'gehenim chutz mishosha, because everyone goes to Gehenim except for 3 people. Ha'kol sach l'leitach, everybody goes to Gehenim except for 3 people. Everybody. Ela'ema kol yodim l'gehenim olim chutz mishosha shi yodim vein olim. No, it means that anyone who goes to Gehenim is going to ultimately come out except for 3 that are yodim vein olim, that go down and do not come back up. And who are the 3 that go down and don't come back up? Ve'eluhein ha'ba'al eshesish, someone who's ba'al in eshesish, v'almam v'nei chaver barabim, and someone who embarrasses someone else publicly, v'amachana shem ra l'chavero, and someone who gives a not nice nickname to his friend. Tosus points out in Dibra Maskul Chutz Migimel Shiyodin Vein Olin that Yeshvem Nidonim the Kigona Malm Bnei Chaver Brabim Da Amar B'Samach Ein Lo Chel Kol Maba. Some of them are the Nidonim Liolam, are Nidonim. Some of them it's forever, that they stay there forever. Meaning all 3 of the people in this category are not the same as each other. Malm Bnei Chaver Brabim goes down and never comes back up. Yeshalin Lachar Yid Beis Chodesh Kigona Baal Eishesish. But Tos says some people on this list do come up after 12 months, like a boalacious ish. So that's why they're not totally equivalent. Ortos says inami malbin nami nihide no chel kol maba. He said another possibility is that someone who's Malbin, granted he's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba, but it doesn't mean he's nidon l'gehenim for all eternity. He's nidon l'gehenim for Yud Beis Chodesh, and then after that he's sort of like in no man's land. He doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, but he also doesn't continue to be nidon l'gehenim. He's shruim below tova, below ra'a. He's in this no man's land without tova, without ra'a. And Tosfos says, now I understand why it doesn't mention Minim and Apikorsim and all those that are Nidon Lidore Doros. Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Gehenim is Kalev, Heimenim Kalev. That Gehenim will finish before they're finished, meaning they're gonna suffer for all eternity. So why aren't they mentioned over here? Because over here we're talking about people that Ein Lo Chelek L'Mabah, but not necessarily that are in Gehenim forever and ever. That's a separate group of people that are in Gehenim forever. Okay, Tosfos has a lot more to say as well, but let's see the Gemara further. Mechana Hainu Malbin. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. Mechana Shem Ral Chavero, isn't that just an example of embarrassing somebody? There are plenty of ways to embarrass somebody, and one of them is when you come up with a nasty nickname for him. So that's the Gemara, Avagav Didashbe Bishmei. Even if it's not something that he even feels embarrassment from anymore, it's something that he's just so used to. Everyone calls him that all the time. Still, it's a terrible issue, and therefore it's a separate item on the list because it doesn't necessarily involve embarrassing. It may not be that he could be numb to the embarrassment after a certain point in time when he becomes known by that name. There's a discussion in the Achronim what exactly the Yisr is of Mechana Shem Lechaveru. Is it Stam that you're not being nice to him, or is it that it's more than that? It's that you're robbing his identity, that a person's shame is how a person defines himself, and you're turning his identity into whatever you determine it to be, rather than what his parents gave him as a name to help define him. Amr Rabbi Bar Mechana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Noach lo adam sheyavo al safek eshesish val yab mrechaver barabim. That it's better for a person to be boel a safek eshesish rather than to be malbim pnechaver barabim. Minolan, how do we know that? Mi didarish Rava. From Rava's Rasha, didarish Rava maiduch siv uvitsali samchu v'nasafu kareyu v'lo damu. That when I limped, they were happy and they weren't silenced. Amr dov nekarish baruch ribonu shalom. You know full well that my blood is drained from my body so much. I've been so embarrassed that if you were to rip open my flesh, you would not the blood would not drip on the ground. And it's not enough that people embarrass me in general when the topic comes up. Even when we're in the middle of saying Shira, Negoyim and Alos, and Tosfos points out that Negoyim and Alos, Kolomer, Lomi Bayi B'Shem Shem B'Telem, not only when people are bored and they have nothing better to do, they make fun of me. Ela Afilu Oskim Ba'alochos Chamuros, things that involve tremendous concentration, Negoyim and Alos, that requires a lot of focus. V'gam in Yonim Le'Shzish. Plus, it's got absolutely nothing to do with Eishazish. Even when people are involved in such sugyas, still, Omlo the David, Habal Eishazish Mishasabama. Someone would raise their hand in the middle of the shir and say, oh, David, what's the halacha if someone is boel an eishes ish? What kind of misa does he get? So even when people are involved in such weighty matters, they don't leave me alone. They're constantly after me about the maisa with Basheva. Vani omer lehem, and David has a good response to them when they ask him that question. He says, oh, a boel eishes ish misasa b'chenek. He gets chenek, but v'yesho chelik l'ol mabah. He does have a chelik l'ol mabah. Aval malvus p'nei chavir brabim, ain't lo chelik l'ol mabah. But someone who's malvus p'nei chavir brabim, he doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. To remind them that what they're doing is even worse, that he doesn't even have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Chelek says it's not because of the Chomer Isser, that Malbim Rechaver Rabim is such a terrible Isser that it takes away chelek Olam Haba. He says it's Megale on a Nefesh Gerua, that a person who's a kind of person, is Malbim Rechaver Rabim, it tells you something about what type of person he is. So Mistama, he's the kind of person that also does Averos, that is a It's like the Gemara says in Brachos that someone who's kaveh makom l'tfilah, so we say hey Anav, hey Chassid, Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu. We say all these amazing things about him. So all the Achronim ask, oh, because he's kaveh makom l'tfilah, so all those things. So the answer, no. The Marsha I think over there says no. It's megala that a person who takes his tefillah so seriously, it's megala about how he lives the rest of his life. And it's not that the schar for that one mitzvah. It's sometimes there are certain things that you could tell that are a good way to a good measuring stick for what kind of person the person is. So he's the kind of person who's Mam B'nei Chaver B'Rabim. It's a good measuring stick to tell you about how he lives the rest of his life. And that's why he's Ein Lo Chelek L'Ol Haba. What's the story with Safek Eishes Ish? Better for a person to be bold Safek Eishes Ish than to be Mam B'nei Chaver. Tosfos points out, Nakar Hachi Mishum De Basheva Safek Eishes Ish Havya. The reason we give this example is because that's exactly what Basheva was. She was a Safek Eishes Ish. How exactly did that work? Or he goes out to the battlefield, Bathsheba becomes a suffix, Shasish. So Machlokas Rashi tells us what exactly the arrangement was when someone would go out to battle. What happened exactly with Uriah, with David, with Bathsheba? Upirish Bekuntrus Mishum Dekala Yotzil Melchamis Beis David Kosev Get Lishto Al Minas Shem Yamas Yigar Shenev Lotzizak Gliavam. Rashi writes, now, when they'd go out to battle, everyone would give a get on condition, al tanai, that if he doesn't come back, that the get should be chal. So this way, if you could avoid all yibum problems, all chalitza issues, because she'll be divorced, she'll be a grusha, and you're not going to have to worry about her having to face yibum with his brother. So Sofrek tells us, then why is it kala yotzil in Melchamis Beis David is kosev get krisus lishto? It should only be those guys who don't have any children and do have a brother. Those guys should write a get krisus lishto. Why is it kala yotzil in Melchamis Beis David? So Tos says, Rashi doesn't just mean that they'll avoid Yibum problems. What he means to say is, shalot esagin. They shouldn't have to be in Aguna. The guy may go MIA and we'll never know. So he says, if I don't come back at the end of the war, they should be divorced and you don't have to worry about being in Aguna also. It's love about Yibum. But then Rabbeinu Tam says, I have another problem. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us that Kolomer David Chateinu El Toa, that anyone says David sinned is making a mistake. Well, the whole arrangement was you'd write a get al menas that it should be chal if I don't come back. Or you came back. So isn't that a pretty massive sin that David did then? The get should not have been chal, and he was bowl and ashes ish. So says tells us me yeshidcha shayu masnin im lo yachzor besof hamulchama. No, the tonight was not if I don't come back home at all. The tonight was if I don't come back at the end of the war. Yes, or you came back in the middle of the war, but then he was sent back out, and he didn't come back at the end of the war. So it was a gloy milsel mafreya that she was not an ashes ish the entire time. But then tells says, I got another problem. The Gemara in Gittin Gimel, Mahi Bosna Yam, Rabbi Yudah Amar Arei Keshesish L'chol Devarai, Rabbi Yosef Mugresh V'ein Mugreshes, V'afil Rabbi Yosef Chata David, V'ein Mugreshes V'adai, meaning there's a machlokas, how a woman should be treated while her husband is out at war. We don't know if he's going to return. Do you treat her mamish like an Eshes Ish, or do you treat her like a Suffolk Eshes Ish? Either way, you should not be sleeping with such a woman. So David, you're going to say David didn't sin? I mean, there's whichever shita you want to go like, it's still an avera to sleep with such a woman. So Rabbeinu Tam has an entirely different understanding of what it means get krisus kosev lishto. Says Rabbeinu Tam, first Rabbeinu Tam to be melchemes beis David hayu megarshin the gamri below shum tanai. When we say that they would give a get when they went out to melchama, it means completely no tanai, no strings attached whatsoever. Ela hayu osna davar bits. But they would do it quietly so that people wouldn't go and grab their wives while they were out to war, you know, because they're divorced, so they're really not an Eshes Ish anymore. So they would do it quietly, so not everyone would realize that. So that's why it's called a Suffolk Eshes Ish. Suffolk Eshes Ish in the sense that, as far as you're concerned, she's a Suffolk Eshes Ish because you have no idea whether she actually received the get. But as far as the reality is concerned, she's not an Eshes Ish at all. She's completely a Grusha, and that's why David was lo chata. That's why David did not sin at all. That's the issue that Tosos deals with. Now the Achronim deal with a different issue. The Halbanas Panim we're saying is worse than Suffolk Eshes Ish, because someone who's Baal Eshes Ish, but we also said that someone who's Baal Eshes Ish misasa b'chenek. That's true of Avadei Eshes Ish as well. So shouldn't the Gemara have said that Halbanas Panim is worse than being Baal Avadei Eshes Ish? That would be even stronger, and that's true too, because you still have a chelik in olam haba when you're baal avadei eshes ish, and no chelik in olam haba when you're malbin panim. That's the question that the Rishonim all deal with, the stira that we had said on the list of the things that yardin vein olin, of the people that are yardin vein olin is habaal eshes ish. And now we have David HaMelech saying, no, when you're baal eshes ish, you have a chelik in olam haba. So that's what Tosus was dealing with. How could it be yardin vein olin, but yet you still have a chelik in olam haba? So maybe it's in olin right away, but you have to wait till there's a minimum 12-month sentence, but still there's going to be a chelik in olam haba. But anyway, so the Achronim are bothered. Why not say Vadei Eshes Ish? So the Rashash suggests based on what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachos, Daf Beis on Beis, Bedapei Arif, that the onesh for a safek avera is more chamur than for a vadai avera. That in a certain sense, a person does a safek avera, I mean, certainly a person can justify to himself safek avera more easily. Maybe it's even mutter, maybe it's not. So the onesh for a safek avera is more severe than a vadai avera, so we're making a greater point of emphasis by saying safek eshes ish rather than a vadai eshes ish. That mal mnei chaver brabim is not only worse than sleeping with a vadai eshes ish, it's even worse than being boel a safek eshes ish. The Rishonim, the Rambam, Pirshim Shnayis, and Rabbeinu Yonah write that this onesh that we're talking about is if he didn't do tshuva. But if a person does tshuva, it's not that a mal mnei chaver brabim doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. He does have the ability to do tshuva. He has the ability to ask mechila and do a proper tshuva. And the difference between this and other averos is that other averos, sometimes even without tshuva, person go to Olam Haba, if he suffers enough, Yisurin or Mechaperen, Misa is Mechaperes. So there are other ways to achieve kapara even without going through tshuva, but over here, the only way is through tshuva. Marzuch bar Tovia Merav, Armila Merav Chada bar Bizna, Merav Shimon Chasida, Armila Merav Yochum Yishum Rishum Bar Yechai, Noach lo Adam Sheyapal Asim L'Kivshon Eish V'ayab Bnei Chaver Brabim. Better for a person to throw himself into a Kivshon Eish rather than to be Mal Bnei Chaver Brabim. Min Nalan, how do we know that? Mi Tamar, from Tamar, Dichsiv, Himutseis, V'yishol Chalchameha. She was about to be burnt by the fire, she was about to be thrown into a fire, and still she doesn't reveal the identity of the man who had slept with her. She just sends a message to Yehuda, the guy that owns this stuff is the one that slept with me, and let him admit it if he wants to. And if not, then she's willing to die rather than to embarrass him. So it tells him, Sachasota, David Beis raises the question that how come in the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled, when we list those things that are Yaharig Val Yavar, Habanas Panim is not on the list of Yaharig Val Yavars? So Tosos suggests that we only count on the list things that are Mefurish B'Torah. But in Achinami, Habanas Panim is also Yaharig Val Yavar, it's just not Mefurish B'Torah. Rabbeinu Yonan, Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Os Kuflam and Zayin through Kuflam and Tes says that no, it is listed amongst the Yaharig Val Yavars. Habanas Panim is an Abizrayu of Shvichas Damin. We said that it's that all the blood drains from his face. So of course it's Yarek Val Yavar. Those are the Rishonim that actually talk about it directly. So you always have this question. When you have a massive Chiddush in Rishonim, but it's only mentioned by a couple of Rishonim, and the other Rishonim don't talk about it at all. They don't say one way or the other. Do you assume that massive Chiddush is correct, and everyone agrees that, so that you have Tosos and you have Rabbeinu Yonah that are saying, yeah, Halbanas Panim is Yarek Val Yavar. Mamish, Yarek Val Yavar. La'alacha, Yarek Val Yavar. No one else says anything. So does that mean that it's Mamish, Yarek Val Yavar? Or do you say, no one else says anything, because it's not Ganata Gemara, so they don't have to pass. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin lists the three that are Yaharig Val Yavar, so you just pass them like the stomach of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So it's not that no Rishonim, the Mi'iri in Mesechus Brachos says that when we say Noach Ladolam Sheyapal Asmal Kivshon Eish, it's Biderach Tzachus. It's not meant to be taken seriously. It's not Ganata Gemara. Not seriously. It's not meant to be taken literally. It's not Ganata Gemara. And it means on some level it's better to get killed rather than to do these things. In the Nachal Eshkol, in the Sefer Eshkol, he brings with many rayas that there's no real chiyuv to get killed rather than to be malbin p'nei chavero. And he says, Adrabah, there's nisr b'davar. The Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Yisodei HaTorah says that you have a mitzvah v'chai behem. Any time a person decides to give his life rather than fulfill the mitzvah of v'chai behem, he's committing suicide, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give up your life for things that you don't have to. So it's not like, you could just choose to. It's either you're mechuyev to give up your life, or it's usur to give up one's life for this. So, and the raya they bring is that the Rambam doesn't really mention this. The Rambam doesn't bring this din of throwing yourself into a kivshon eish rather than be malbim panim, but the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah does quote by the other three. He does quote by Avodah Zarah Gilui Raya Shlichus Damim that it's Yaharig Val Yavar. So in Binyan Tzion, he assumes that in Shuvas in the Binyan Tzion, he assumes that it's to be taken la'alacha, that it's to be taken literally. So you always have that debate. What exactly do you do when you have a couple of Rishonim that say something and not everyone says like that? There's also a kasha the Acharonim deal with. Tamar was B'nai Noach. She was not a Jew, and by B'nai Noach, there's no din of Yaharig Val Yavar. So, okay, maybe Chmira Al Atzma, she was extra strict on herself. Maybe by Shvichus Damim, B'nai Noach are also Mitzuva. And if you can say that Albanas Panim is an Abizrai of Shvichus Damim, so then she too is Mitzuva when it comes to Shvichus Damim. Okay. Amr Rav Chinna B'rei Eider of Idi. May dechsev lo sonu ish asamiso. What does it mean when it says a person should not afflict somebody else? If someone is a shomer Torah mitzvahs, then you shouldn't bother them. You shouldn't be nasty. You shouldn't be mean to them. Is that literally only people who are b'Torah mitzvahs? And Mukhe Yosef writes, from here we learn that the iser is only for Yirei Shamayim. That am shidcha b'Torah mitzvahs means there's no iser of anas devarim by people who are not Yirei Shamayim. The Ritva, however, says, has a different gears in the Gemara. Am shidcha altonev, just shidcha, not shidcha b'Torah mitzvahs. He understands that there's a special ashara for one's wife. The person who's with you all the time, your wife, then you have a special ashara not to be mean to her. The Bach discusses, what about by Onos Mamon? Do we say the same thing? Only someone who's b'Torah b'mitzvahs is included in Onos Mamon? He says, clearly not. He quotes from several Rishonim that this is only by Onos Devarim. By Onos Mamon, it's Al Sonu Ish Es Achiv. So it's also for anybody, even someone who's not a Yirei Shamayim, anyone who's a Chicha, anyone who's a Bechlal Yisrael. But the Sefer HaChachma wonders about that, because it said by Onos Mamon, we find that the Gemara had said, we saw yesterday, that Onos Dvarim is more Chamer than Onos Mamon. If Onos Dvarim is more Chamer than Onos Mamon, how come Onos Dvarim only applies to Shomer Torah Mitzvot, Onos Mamon applies to everybody? That would be a major Chumra of Onos Mamon over Onos Dvarim. So maybe he says we should understand this Gemara more broadly. Itcha b'Torah mitzvahs means someone who's chayiv in Torah mitzvahs. It means not gayim. It doesn't mean someone who actually observes Torah u'mitzvahs. It doesn't have to be someone who's a tremendous Yirei Shemayim. Amarav, the Olam Yehadam Zar Be'anas Ishton, Shemitoch Shedemas Metzuya Anas HaKrova. A person should be very careful about Anas Ishto, about being nice to his wife, because since women tend to cry more easily, so the ona'ah happens more easily. Amar Blazim, Yom Shenachar V'Samiglish Ninulu Sharit, meaning the Isra of Anas Devarim is not an Isra dependent on the Maisa that you do. It's dependent on the feelings of the victim as well, meaning if you're dealing with a more sensitive person, so it's a very thin line. It takes it's a lot easier to violate the Isra than if you're dealing with a person who's not as sensitive. It's not just, well, I said the same thing to my friend, and he took it well, he didn't mind taking the joke, so why can't I say it? No, you have to take into account who you're saying it to as well. From the days the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of tefillah were locked. Shenemar, gam ki azak v'ashaveya, sasam tefillasi. I can cry out, I can daven, the tefillah is closed off. Af pi shari tefillah ninulu, shari d'ma'os lo ninulu. Even though the gates of tefillah are locked, the gates of tears are not. Shenemar, shema tefillasi Hashem v'shavasi hazina, el d'masi al techerash. To my tears you won't be silent. V'am rav, kol ha'olich ba'atzas ishto, nofel b'gehenim. Someone who follows the advice of his wife all the time is going to be nofel b'gehenim. Yeah, if you had a wife like Achav had, then you follow her advice, you're going to be nofel gehenim. Achav is clear in the Navi. Achav's undoing was his wife, was Yizevel. Had he not been married to Yizevel, he was a man of tremendous potential. He really could have turned out well, if not for the fact that his wife was constantly influencing him in the wrong way. How can you say following your wife's advice is a bad idea? Don't we know the common wisdom is that if your wife is short, then you should still bend down to whisper and listen to what she has to say, listen to her advice? Meaning the metaphor is that even if she seems to not be your intellectual equal, she seems to be short, she seems to be saying this beneath you, still always she's not what she appears. She has a lot of wisdom to share with you. Bend down and listen to what she has to say. Lo kasha, habimili d'alma, habimili d'besa. It depends what kinds of issues that you're dealing with. When it comes to mili d'besa, so she should be trusted all the time. When it comes to mili d'alma, not necessarily. Lishna achrini, habimili d'shmaya, habimili d'alma. Another understanding is that it's a difference between spiritual matters and physical matters. Amrav chista, kol hashar minalim chutz mishari ona'a. All the gates are locked except for shari ona'a. This is not necessarily against, the Marsha points out, what we said earlier, that all the gates are locked except for Shari Dima, because the reason Shari Ona are not locked is because Ona comes along with Dima. That's what we said with wives, that Dimas and Mitsuya, and therefore Ona Asakrova, that they're one and the same. Shinemar Hine Hashem Nitzav Al Chomas Oncha Ubiyad Oncha. Amar Blaza, Kol Nifra Bide Shliach chutz me'al na'a. Everyone's going to be punished through a shliach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, except for someone who committed ona'a. Shnemar ubiyado. That a tafka says ubiyado ancha. Amar Rabbi Yavo, gimel ein apargud ninal b'fnehem. There are three that the pargud is not locked in front of them, meaning they HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly going to be looking at them until ultimately they get paid back. Ona'a v'gezel v'avodah zarah. Ona'a d'chsiv ubiyado ancha. Gezel d'chsiv chamas v'shod yishma ba alpanai tamid. That it's always alpanai. It doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ignore it at all. Avodah zarah d'chsiv ha'ama machis masi alpanai tamid. Again, it's alpanai tamid, that when you anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avodah Zarah, it's not like he's going to ignore it for a while and then come back to you. It's constantly weighing on his mind, kaviyachal. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo mi adam zar b'tvua b'toch beso, she'im riva mitzuya b'toch beso shel adam el aliskei tvua. Person should make sure that there's grain in his house, that there's food in his house, because it could be a serious shalom bayis problem if there's no food in the house. Shenemar asam gvulei shalom chel v'chitim yasbiyech. Amar Rav Papa, hainu damri inshi, that's what people say, kimishalim sari mikada, when the barley is finished from the jar, nakishvasi tigra b'beise, then all of a sudden the sounds of arguing are found in the house. Vam Rav Chinda bar Papa, it means stress. Stress is not good for shalom bayis. And one very common stress is parnasa. So when there's a lot of stress in the house, so we do whatever we can to minimize the level of stress in one's home, and that ultimately will always be better for shalom bayis. Vam Rav Chinda bar Papa, lo li miyadam zari b'tvua b'toch beso, shalom niku yishalom dalim el aliskei tvua. We should always have grain in the house, because Klal Yisrael is only called destitute as a result of tvua, of lack of tvua. Shnemar vayim zari Yisrael, v'gomer k'siv, v'yachnu aleim v'gomer k'siv, v'yadol Yisrael ma'od mipnei Midyan. Because they lacked tvua, it said v'yadol Yisrael. So, v'am Rabbi Chelbo, li'ol mi'adam zar b'kvod ishto. Person should be very careful about the honor of his wife. She'in bracha mitzuyah b'toch beis shal adam el b'shvil ishto. If there's bracha in his house, it's purely on account of his wife. Shnemar l'Avram heitiv b'avura. That Avram Avinu had bracha in his house, not because of him, and he was a pretty great tzaddik, but not because of Avram Avinu, but all because of Sarah. And that's what Rava used to tell the B'nai Mechuzah, you may want to have extra respect for your wives if you want to be rich, meaning that it's the only way you can have Ashirus is by being super respectful to your wives and cherishing them. Let's say you have an oven. Now this begins the story of the Tana Shalach Nai. Let's say you have an oven that was made in pieces, and you combined it together in a kivshan, like you put together parts of a kli cheres, and then you put sand in between the different pieces to fill in the holes of the oven. Is such an oven mekabel tumah, or is it not mekabel tumah? Meaning, is it a kli cheres, or is it like binyan? It's like a binyan adama that's not mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Eliezer mitayer v'cham mitamin. Rabbi Eliezer says it's tar, the chacham say that it's tamin. The zehu tanur shalach na'i. This is what's known as the tanur shalach na'i. Why is it called tanur shalach na'i? So Rashi writes, achna is a nachash, and it normally makes like a round shape. A nachash contorts its body and puts its tail into its mouth. So this tanur was made with like round shapes. And the Rabbi Nissim Gaon adds that the chum were hikifu devrayam al Rabbi Lazar with the rayos bruros that there are no pirchos on. They surrounded him with all sorts of rayos, like a snake would surround its prey, and there are different other suggestions that Tulsus has a different girsa. Maybe it's tachnoi, and then it would have an entirely different interpretation. But some type of oven that we call the tanur shalachnoi, there was this machlokas whether it's tahor or tameh. The Chum said tameh, Rabbi Lazar said tahor. Amar Rabbi Dor Shmuel, sheikifu dvarim ka'ach nuzu v'timu'uhu, that they surrounded him like a snake, and they were metameit. Tana ba'osa yom heishav Rabbi Lazar kol tshuvo shaba olam v'lo kiblo imenu. That day Rabbi Lazar gave all the answers he can give to try to defend his shita. They were not mekabel anything that he said. Amar lahem, so finally giving, you know, once he exhausted all of the rayos, he said, im alacha kamosi charuv ze yochiach. If the halacha is like me, let this carob tree, let it show that the halacha is like me. Ne'akor charuv mi mekomo me'ama. It jumped up, it removed itself, it uprooted itself, and moved over 100 amos. Ve'amri la arba me'os ama. Some say that it was 400 amos that it removed itself. Amrlo ein mevin raya min acharuv. So right away they said, no, you can't bring a raya from a charuv. Chazav amrlem im alach kamosi amas hamayim yochichu. Good. So let the amas hamayim be mochiach. Chazu amas hamayim lachareim. The amas hamayim started flowing backwards. It started flowing in the opposite direction. Amrlo ein mevin raya me amas hamayim. No, you can't bring a raya from the amas hamayim. Chazav amrlem im alach kamosi kosim beis hamedrash yochichu. If the alach is like me, let the kosim beis hamedrash be mochiach. He too kosei beis hamedrash lipo. The kosei beis hamedrash started leaning in as if they were going to fall. Gar behem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua got angry at them and he said, "Amalehem, im tamidicham menatzchem zezeh b'alacha, atem mativchem. Tamidicham are dealing with a serious matter of halacha over here. What business do you have weighing in on this?" The kosei beis hamedrash lo naflu mekvodu shel Rabbi Yeshua. So the kosei beis hamedrash will not fall all the way because of the honor of Rabbi Yeshua, v'lo zakfu m'nei kvodu shel Rabbi Lazar. And they wouldn't stand straight up because of the covenant of Rabbi Lazar. V'adayin matin v'yomdin, and they're still standing, they're still leaning. Chazav amalem, m'alach kvosi min ha-shamayim yochichu. Finally he said, you know, if the halach is like me, let it be mochiach min ha-shamayim, the halach is like me. Yatza baskel v'yamra, malach ha-meitz al Rabbi Lazar, shalach kvosi b'kal makom. And a baskel comes out and says, leave Rabbi Lazar alone, we always pass like Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al-Raglava Amar, lo ba-shamayim hi. Rabbi Yeshua says, still not convinced, lo ba-shamayim hi, that the Torah is not in heaven, we get to determine it down here, not in Shemayim. My lo ba-shamayim hi, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu shekvar nitna Torah me'ar Sinai, ain on a mashkichim baskal. The Torah is given in Har Sinai, we don't listen to a baskal. Shekvar ksavta b'Har Sinai b'Torah, achri ram lahatos. It says in the Torah that we're supposed to follow the majority. Ashkei Rabbi Nassan l'Elio, Rabbi Nassan happened to have met up with Elio Anavi, and he said to Eliyahu HaNavi, I wonder what was going on up in Shemayim when this conversation was happening, when this whole episode was happening. What was Hashem doing? He was smiling and he was saying, good, good, they've been successful, they've done the right thing. They've outdone me, kaviyachl, meaning like I'm making all these miracles for Rabbi Lazar, and still they did the right thing, they weren't swayed by it. That day they brought all the taras of Rabbi Lazar was matir, they burnt them because they were really tameh, and they put them in cherim. So a couple of things before we go weiter in the story. First of all, kachayich v'amr nitzchuni banai, Tosfos points out that it says in Avodah Zarah, miyom shechar beis hamikdash ein tzchok lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is no tzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any tzchok after the Chorban HaBayis. So says Tosfos, that means on a consistent basis. But in milsa d'bidichus v'alma, meaning it doesn't mean a person, you know, similar to mahu afa, you know, we're not supposed to be memali schok pinu in olam hazeh after the churban habayis, but a person is supposed to be still pasach b'milsa d'bidichusa. You start a shiur with the milsa d'bidichusa, a person is supposed to be able to be relaxed, a person is supposed to be able to smile once in a while. It's just that he shouldn't be a clown. He shouldn't, his whole life shouldn't be full of tzchok. He should realize there should always have this weight over him of the churban habayis. So we learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also the Maariz Chayis points out over here, nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni. This probably relates to the idea that the Rambam writes in a couple of places that one of the Ikari Amunah, one of the things we believe about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He doesn't change. He doesn't have sad days and happy days. He doesn't get angry. He's not subject to human emotion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never changes. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lo B'Shamayim Hi, it's Lo B'Shamayim Hi. He may give the impression that he's changing, that he's doing that, you know, he's upset, he's trying to defend, that's all an impression, and they saw right through it. They knew that no matter what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not changing. He's not going to be insulted on behalf of Rabbi Lazar. He's not going to change the halacha because of Rabbi Lazar. The Torah doesn't change either, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't change. That it's a reflection of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. The biggest issue, though, that the Rishonim discuss over here is the Lo B'Shamayim Hi issue. The Gemara says in Yevamos that why is it that we paskin like Beis Hillel? Because a baskel came out and said that we paskin like Beis Hillel. I Lo B'Shamayim Hi, so how can you paskin like Beis Hillel just based on a baskel? So this kasha is asked by Tosfos in a couple of places in Shas. So here Tosfos suggests that it's different when you're being cholik al divrei Torah. I mean, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel was the rov anyway. So the halacha really should have been, if you follow Acharam Nahatos, like Beis Hillel. It's just that Beis Shammai was so brilliant that we were blinded by Beis Shammai's brilliance. We thought maybe we should go against the rabbin. to pass like the Beis Shammai. So the Baskel essentially came out and said, no, do what it says in the Torah. It says Acharav Na'atos, still got to do what it says in the Torah. Over here, to pass like Rabbi Lezer is against what it says in the Torah. It says Acharav Na'atos, the Chum or the Rabbim, against Rabbi Lezer. That's Tosa's first answer. Then Tosa says that the Kan lo Yatza Baskel El Mishum Kavodid Rabbi Lezer. Over here, it was obvious that the Baskel wasn't really coming to determine the halacha. The Baskel was coming to defend Rabbi Lezer's honor. Whereas when the Baskel is clearly coming to tell us halacha because we're mesupak about the halacha, maybe there would be different, very different answers to Tosus. Is the Baskel a non-entity? Is it something that we shouldn't pay any heed to whatsoever, or is it that it only just can't go against the Torah, but it is something that we do listen to when it has what to say, even in halacha. Anyway, so they had put Rabbi Lezer in Chayrim, va'amru, mi yelich v'yodiyu. Who's going to go let him know that he's been put in Chayrim? Amru lam Rabbi Kiva, ani yelich, I'll go. Shem yelich adam sheinu agam v'yodiyu v'nim tzemach v'skol olam kulo. Rabbi Kiva decided to take one for the team, because if the wrong person goes, then and he reacts poorly to it, it could destroy the entire world. So even though it's an unpleasant thing, sometimes we do unpleasant things when they are the right thing to do. Ma asa Rabbi Akiva, so what did Rabbi Akiva do? Lava shchorim v'nesatev shchorim. He got dressed in black, the Yashav Lefan of Brichlik Arba Amos. He stayed 4 Amos away from him, which is an unusual way to greet somebody. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Akiva Ma Yomi Yomai. Why are you acting so strangely toward me? Amar Rabbi Kemeduma Li Shechaverim Bedilim Mimcha. He says, it seems that the Talmid Chachamim have separated from you, meaning they've put you in Chayrim. Af Hu Kara Begadav. So Rabbi Lezer also was Korea Begadav, Mechalat Menalav, and he took off his shoes. Tosus points out that he can't bring a riot to here from to the Sugya Moed Katan, whether a menuda requires kriyas begadim and chalitzas na'alim, because over here maybe it was just an expression of profound tsar. Maybe over here it wasn't that he was halachically required to do so. So you don't necessarily know that a menuda has to do all of these things, but this is what he did. V'nishmat v'yashav al gabei karka, and he sat down on the ground. Zolguin of dema'os, and tears started streaming from his eyes. Laka olam shlish b'zeisim, shlish b'chitim, shlish b'sa'orim. And all of a sudden, the olives and the wheat and the barley was not the same. It was one third of it took a one third loss in the world in the zchus of Rabbi Lazar's sadness. V'yeshamrim af betzek shvidayisha tafach. Even though if a woman had dough, it spoiled. Tana af gadol, it changes to af on the side. Af gadol hayu ba'osa yom. Shebekal makam shenosu ba'ein of Rabbi Lezer nisraf. That there was tremendous anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that day. Wherever Rabbi Lezer looked, it would immediately be burnt. Va'af Rabbi Gamliel hayu ba'besfina. And Rabbi Gamliel was traveling on a boat. Amar alav nachshol letavo, and a giant wave was going to sink the boat. Amar kamedumali she'ein zeh ele b'shvil Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanis. And he said, this must be for the honor of Rabbi Lezer ben Horkanis. Amar al raglava amar, ribonu shalolam. So Rabbi Gamliel got up and he davened, and he said, ribonu shalom, galoy v'yodu lefenecha shalol l'kvod yasisi. You know that I didn't do this for my own honor. V'lo l'kvod beis abba, and I didn't do this for the honor of my father's house, asisi. El l'kvod cha, shal yibru machlokas b'yisrael. I did it for your honor to minimize machlokas in Yisrael, instead of this being an open machlokas, let us come to a determination in halacha that the halacha follows the rabbin, and that klalei apsak are critical. We need to have klalei apsak in order to stop machlokas in Yisrael, and that's why I did it. So nach hayom izafo, the sea then calmed down, and it didn't sink his boat. Ima shalom debited Rabbi Lezer. So the sister of Rabbi Gamliel happened to have been Rabbi Lezer's wife. So from that day on, she wouldn't allow Rabbi Lezer to be nofal al apayim, to say a tefillah with nefilas apayim, because she knew that with nefilas apayim he's likely to pray for the demise of her brother. So she didn't want her husband praying for the demise of her brother. This is the part of the story that brings it all together. We were talking about the wisdom of women and how they keep the house running, and the Tanah Shalachnai. Now it's all in the same story. So who yomer reish yarchava? One day it was Rosh Chodesh. The ichluf la bin male lechaser, and she got confused whether it was a 29-day month, a 30-day month. So she didn't know that it was Rosh Chodesh. She thought that maybe it was still the previous month.
Was it already established by her time?
So I'm not sure. I don't know how to read that into. Yeah. And some say, no, that's not what happened. She was just busy. An Ani had come and she was giving him some bread to eat. She found that Rabbi Lazar was davening benefila sapayim. She said, get up, you're killing my brother. By the time he got up, they just heard the news that Rabbi Gamliel had died. So he said to her, how did you know that I was killing your brother? So Amalei Kachmu Kublanim Beis Aviyaba, I have a Kabbalah from my father's house, from my grandfather. Kol Sharim Ninalim Chutz Misharei Ona'a. So that's where it all comes together. All the Sharim are locked except for the Sharei Ona'a. Who is Beis Avi Abba? So Rashi explains, Beis David. She comes from the Nesiim. That's the Nesiim all come from the Beis David. Who knew about Kol Hasharim Ninalim Chutz Mishari Ona'a more than David HaMelech? So that's where the Mesorah comes from. It comes from the Beis David HaMelech. Mamish bringing the entire daf together. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'anes HaGer over B'Shlosh Lavin. Someone who oppresses a Ger is in violation of three Lavin. V'alochtso, if someone is Ma'anim, it's one thing. If you oppress him physically over B'Shnosh, it's a violation of two lavin. Maishna ma'ana de ksivi shlosha lavin. Why is it by ma'ana we assume that there's three? Because it says three separate times in the Torah. V'ger lo sana, v'chiyogar itcha, ger bar'atzcham lo sonu oso, and v'lo sonu isha samiso, which is about everybody, but everybody includes a ger, v'ger b'chal amiso, who ger is also included in amiso. Well, lochtso nami shlosha ksivi. It says lochtso three times also in the Torah. V'lo salachatzenu, v'ger lo tilchatz, and v'lo tia lo kenosha. So monetarily to afflict him. So v'ger b'chlalu, and a ger is included in lotia lo kenosha as well. So it says it three times by los lechtzenu as well that you shouldn't push him. So elo echad zev echad zev b'shlosha. So there's really no difference. Both ona'a and lechtzenu, it says three times each. Tanya, Rabbi Lazar Gadol Omer, named Ma'asir Torah, Balamin Vav Mekomos, Vamilo B'membam Mekomos Beger. Why is it that there are 36, and some say 46 times in the Torah, that you're not supposed to afflict the Ger? What do you mean, some say, just count. How many times does it say it in the Torah? So the Torah says, Yesh Mufarish Mishum Dechashim, Kigeri Me'isem, Uchiyot Zimah. You know, things that are said in the parenthetic, Kigeri Me'isem, so that's not an explicit statement not to be Ma'ana Ger. But if you count those, apparently you get to 46. Still not so pashut how you get these numbers. You still have to figure it all out. So why is it that the Torah keeps on repeating this? Mibnei Shasura Ra. Because it could have a profound effect on him. He could the worst thing that could happen. The ger is a Jew. He could go back to he could be chozer l'suro, and he go back to his old ways, and then act like he's not a Jew, but he really is. Why does the Torah say, you know, you shouldn't be mean to a ger because you were gerim? Because that's a general rule. When a person has a problem in his own life, he shouldn't point it out in somebody else. Meaning, you don't point out, you don't make fun of somebody that they, that something's wrong with them when you have that very same thing wrong with you. It just draws attention to your own deficiencies. And that's what people say. The zakef le zakifa b'diutke lo nemele lechavrei zakef b'nisa. Even if just a person had someone hanged in his family, he shouldn't say to his friend, oh, do me a favor, hang these fish for me. Just don't use the word hang when you have someone who's hanged in your family. It just draws attention to all of the wrong things, to all of the bad memories. So that's why a person has to be very careful. That's the tam that the pasuk is giving. Ki gerim yisem b'eretz Mitzrayim. You too were gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's not appropriate to point out that someone else was a ger. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. Yeah.